This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 202 for Tuesday, December 31st. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures post small gains Tuesday on the last day of trading for the calendar year. The markets in Canada and the United States will be closed Wednesday for New Year's. Today also marks the first notice day for January futures. In subdued activity, the March canola contract adds $1.80 at $615.90 per ton, while the May contract is up $1.20 at $623.90 per ton. Canola had been lower coming out of the overnight session, but increases in crude oil are lending support to the vegetable oils. As well, declines in Chicago soy oil dissipate into slight gains, and most European contracts are higher. There are also increases in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, but Malaysian palm oil is lower. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower on Tuesday afternoon, with the loonie at 69.48 U.S. cents, compared to Monday's close of 69.55. The United States Energy Information Administration reports that almost 1.23 billion gallons of soy oil were used for biofuel production in October, the third most amount of any month. In the U.S. Southern Plains, a lack of snow cover, combined with cold January temperatures, will pose a threat to the region's winter wheat. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's attaché in Brazil projects that country's soybean exports for 2024-25 at nearly 105 million tons. Michael Cordonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor reduces his call on Argentina soybean production to 53 million tons, while keeping his estimate for Brazil at 171 million tons. As for corn, Cordonnier trims Argentina's crop to 50 million tons and maintains Brazil at 125 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Tuesday. The March contract jumps 19 cents at $10.105 per bushel. March soy oil nudges up to 40.36 cents per pound. March soy meal gains $5.10 at $316.90 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn adds 6 cents at $4.58.5 per bushel. March oats are up 6.5 cents at $3.30.5. The U.S. wheat complex retains its gains as Chicago March climbs 3 cents at $5.51.5. Kansas City March is up 3.5 cents at $5.59. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March tax on 2 cents at $5.96. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday, December 31st. On behalf of Markets Farm and Glacier Farm Media, we wish everyone a happy new year. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.